You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Ben's Bites, where Ben talks about whatever he wants. Here's Ben Albert.
What's happening, my friend? Ben here. Welcome to Ben's Bites. I'm going to keep it real with you guys today. You know, behind the scenes, I've had a pretty rough year. Seriously, though. You know, we all have those peaks and valleys, and at times it's been one of those deep valleys for me. For anyone who doesn't know, last August 2022, I lost my mother. That kind of thing is really heavy. Man, and I've been wrestling, trying to find the right mix between work, having fun, really going crazy with fun now that everything's open since COVID, but really chasing my goals and dreams. And it's sometimes hard, and I have a lot to learn still. There's days like anyone, I imagine, where I just feel lost, and deep down, I know I need to surround myself with folks who just get it. There are other people that keep pushing and growing and aiming higher, just like myself. So I did something bold this year, this September. Took a leap, went a little bit out of my comfort zone, and I drove all the way from Rochester, New York to Columbus, Ohio, short little road trip for me all by myself, for the Summit of Greatness with Lewis Howes. And that is the scoop of today's podcast. I'm going to dive into my top six takeaways from the Summit of Greatness this September. And, you know, here's the scoop. I've got personal insights, but I'm blending them in with lots of things the speaker said and vibes and stories and connections of those around me. So what you're going to hear really is a reflection of my experience at the Summit of Greatness, but it's really from my perspective. You know, it's not every single detail, every single quote. If you were there too, please do hit me up because I want to know about your experience, what you learned, and what your takeaways are, and we'll dive deep together. But before we dive deep, for anyone who wasn't at the Summit of Greatness, let's rewind very quickly and talk about what that is and what that was. And simply put, 3 days, whirlwind of excitement, energy, personal growth, hosted by Lewis Howes. Lewis Howes, he is the host of the School of Greatness podcast. He runs a company, also Greatness Media, puts out some of the best content out there. You know, just YouTube School of Greatness. He's anyone who's incredibly great at the highest level has been on that show. It's been around over 10 years. And the Summit of Greatness is his event in his hometown, Columbus, Ohio, at the Ohio Theater. I feel like they rent out the Sheraton next door. They rent out the whole hotel. The Ohio Theater is just for Greatness members, like sold out show. And just imagine this, like over 1,000 people really chasing their own version of greatness. That's why I'm there. There's powerful speakers, morning workouts, breath work, nights packed with networking and dancing. It's there to inspire, bring people together, you know, connect with people on a similar life mission, and really just create a space where we can uplift one another. That's the essence of the summit and a big part of why I went. But let's go deep into the top six takeaways from this summit. And you might notice, I might ramble a little bit. I've got my notes in front of me. I took a trillion notes. So I'm going to keep this concise. But how do I take 3 days and squeeze it into six takeaways in a short podcast? We're going to do it, though. Takeaway number one. We can't always control the external circumstance, but we can control our reaction to it. It's probably the biggest takeaway I have, and so many voices at the summit echoed this truth. Inky Johnson, for example, was going to get drafted to the NFL. Like, it was going to happen before an injury in the game paralyzed his arm. Instead of giving up on his dreams, on his life, on his career, he stood by his team throughout the entire rest of the season and supported them because he had made that commitment to support his brothers and his team members. And then later he pivoted to becoming a motivational speaker and educator, helping as many people as he can. Another speaker that hit home was Vanessa Van Edwards, who struggled for years trying to make her mark in writing, producing content and videos and tons and hundreds, thousands of blogs without any real major success. Published books, they bombed. She was made fun of. But she persisted, even though the external circumstances were against her and people were telling her to quit. She persisted. Now she's a major name in her field. Like, look up Vanessa Van Edwards, The Science of People. She's a total inspiration. Jen Cicero, she's literally like, I don't know if anyone's ever done it. Jen Cicero, again, Google that one. She's been a New York Times bestseller for over 5 years straight. I don't know if that's ever been done before. It probably has, but she's kicked butt. And she was a broke freelancer. She didn't have a good mindset. Everything external was telling her that she was going to stay, you know, stuck. And eventually she was able to make peace with herself, change her mindset, and believed in her own worth. She learned that nothing is impossible. And guess what? 5+ years, New York Times bestseller. You Are a Badass, I think, is the book series. You Are a Badass. And really across the board, the message was clear. While we can't predict or control external events, we can control our inner reactions and resilience when faced with these events. We can define our own journey. We don't have to have the external or other people around us define our journey for us. It is up to us. So to give you like an analogy, guys, imagine like a tree, right? The world throws all kinds of weather at you. Crazy winds, rain, burning sun, droughts. You can't choose the weather, but you do get to choose if you bend or break. Storms come and go, but you are staying rooted and you keep growing. Life's the same way. Stuff happens, but it's all about how you react. So guys, stay strong, bend, don't break. I believe in you. And I'm going to give you a little bit of homework. I call it integration assignment. I know there's 6 takeaways, 6 integration assignments. That's a lot of work. Even if you do one of these or write all these down and do them one at a time over the course of a few days or a few weeks, please follow these integration assignments because they'll help you integrate what I'm talking about and become better, become greater, have a better life. Okay, so write down one thing that happened to you. It could be recently or far, far in the past that made you feel like a total victim. Something externally out of your control that happened to you but kind of made you feel bad, like a victim. Journal on it. Ask yourself, what did I learn from this? What did I learn from this? And then continue the journal with, you know, thinking about how it might have actually defined you and made you a better person. What did you learn and how did it make you a better person? Did it happen for you in one way or another? Maybe the answer is no, but it would be a good thought experiment to kind of get clarity on this external circumstance and what it has done to change and define you. Give it a shot and trust the process. All right, guys, let's go to takeaway number 2. Number 2 is embrace your gifts. Inky Johnson said it beautifully. We all have strengths. Lean into your gifts. And Lewis Howes encouraged us to fall in love with our own life. It's about recognizing those unique qualities and talents that only you possess. You know, other people have similar talents, but only you are you. Only you possess that certain combination of gifts. For me, I lean into my curiosity, my thirst of knowledge, my love for learning and sharing wisdom. I've learned to lean into these and celebrate and challenge myself every single day. So what about you? What are those gifts? What are your gifts that you bring, you uniquely bring into this world? Life's kind of like a garden. Here's another a nature analogy for you guys. I wrote down life's like a garden, so let's enjoy this one with me. Life's like a garden. Each of us is a unique flower. Just as a rose doesn't try to be a daisy, why would we try to be someone else? Why would a daisy try to be a rose? Embrace your color. Embrace your fragrance. You're the bloom. Embrace the way and the place you've been planted and how you've been seeded. Your gifts are your petals. Show them to the world. Flaunt them to the world. Why do you think they take your fingerprint when you get in trouble, guys? You get in trouble, you did something wrong, they take your fingerprint. Why do they take your fingerprint? Because everyone has a unique fingerprint. What is your fingerprint that you're trying to leave on this world, and how are you going to do it? So your integration assignment for this one, guys, write down your gifts. Make it as long as it needs to be, but write down your gifts and what you're best at. How can you fall in love with these gifts? Fall in love with yourself. How can you fall in love with these gifts and get better at them? You're unique, so do it. My third takeaway from the summit was actually a little unexpected. Takeaway three is prioritize your health above all else. Now, that's not an unexpected statement, but what was slightly unexpected about this was where I learned it from. And it's Jaspreet Singh, Minority Mindset. Go to YouTube, go to Google, type in Minority Mindset YouTube. Jaspreet is literally like the king at teaching financial wealth wisdom at such a simple, concise level that anybody can understand. And it's not the BS that you learn in school or the BS that you don't learn in school. It's actually the financial clarity and wisdom you need to be successful. And what Jaspreet did during his presentation is he drew a triangle. Now, I won't go through every ledge of the triangle, but there's multiple things. And a lot of people place, you know, money at the bottom of the triangle. It's the foundation, and it's reasonably so. You know, he is the Minority Mindset financial education guy. He's a brilliant dude. You put money at the bottom, and money's a tool. Money will buy you the finest of schools. The money will buy you a beautiful wedding. Money will buy you health, ultimately. If you get sick and you need a doctor, you need to be able to afford it. You need money. If you want to help people around you and donate to charity, you want money. That's often where we see money. We feel like it's an essential need. He put money at the top of the triangle. It's not the number one need. He teaches us for a living, and money is not the essential. The essential is health. Why? Because you would give away everything for another day. Would you not give away all your possessions, all your money, everything for a new opportunity? If I were to tell you I'd give you $10 million, you can spend it any way you want, $10 million, it's all yours, but you don't get to wake up tomorrow, would you take the $10 million? $10 million today, but you don't get to wake up tomorrow. I love this thought experiment because very agreeable and altruistic people will be like, yeah, I'd take the money because this person in my life could really use it, and this charity could really use it, and I know that if I put it in this fund, it would appreciate and become a massive amount of money that could go to this cause and this for my family. Unless you're in your like 70s or 80s, are you really going to take that $10 million? I'm willing to bet that you have more than $10 million worth of value left in your life. And most of us would literally, again, they would give up $10 million offer just to have another day, just to live this life. Now, this is me rambling, but it really is the core to me of Jaspreet putting health at the bottom of that triangle of essential needs, because we would give away anything for health. And another unique add-on I want to throw on, this is just a realization I've had, is health, being healthy is expensive. So personal trainer, expensive. Gym membership can be expensive. Healthy food, nootropic medicine, all of this stuff can be expensive. But you're either going to pay now or you're going to pay later when you have health concerns. But think about this. It will never be cheaper than it is now. What happens to inflation? What happens to the economy? What happens to your the value of your money? Everything gets inflated. Your money gets devalued. It gets more expensive long term. So if you're going to invest in your health, why wouldn't you invest in your health now when it's on fire sale? Because the expensive organic food is only going to be more expensive in 10 years. The expensive trainer is only going to be more expensive in 10 years. The expensive treatment's only going to be more expensive in 20 years. So if we invest in our health now, we'll live a longer life, cheaper. And I think that's, I hope Jaspreet listened to this and he can let me know if he likes that logic. But that's my logic on this mindset. So a key takeaway here, just to reel it back in, is to prioritize your health. Your health and wellness above all else, and this money, the spiritual health, the connections, the relationships will come if you fill up your glass first. So the integration assignment, y'all. What are you struggling with health-wise? Is there a specific area of your health where you're struggling? Now, it could be a lot of areas, but pick one. And put together an action plan where you can get started as early as today or this week to tackle that area and get better. What area of health are you struggling with? Is it your eating habits? Is it your sleep? Is it consuming water? Is it cutting down sugar? Is it hitting the gym? What area are you struggling with, and how can you fix it? Integrate that into your life. And guys, you know why you want to integrate this stuff? I'm giving you my takeaways from the Summit of Greatness, and I'm expanding on it. You don't have to go to the summit to integrate this wisdom and kick ass, although I do encourage you to go to the summit and go to events like it, but I want to share this with you. So let's dive right into number four. Number four takeaway, relationships are essential. Prioritize them at all accounts. You know, I'll give you a couple examples here about how relationships and connections really made my summit worthwhile. So Friday was the first day. So Thursday was the workshops all day and then the welcome party at night. We'll talk about Thursday later, but Friday was the first day of the summit. I got in line, waiting to get into the theater. I said hello to the two people behind me. They became my friends for the rest of the weekend. I had showed up alone, and the first people I talked to, we hit it off immediately, got deep immediately. They became friends. We had lunch together, spent pretty much the whole day together, and we're able to build a bond and relationship with the first two people I met. You know, if I were to add on to that, takeaway 4.5, I know number four is relationships are essential. Takeaway 4.5 would be that maybe I'm just a little bit lucky, because on Saturday, similar scenario, you know, I'm showing up alone. I met a few people on Friday, but still don't know a ton of people. I put on my red Nick San Anastasio Victorious shirt. If you guys don't know Nick San Anastasio, that's in the show notes, or Google him. He's one of my mentors. He tours with Tony Robbins. He's a great guy. So I put on the shirt, you know, and the day before, Lewis said, you know, do X, Y, and Z, and you can win $100. So I went and I, you know, followed his instructions. The next day, I win $100. It's a giveaway, calls my name out of the blue. It's very start of the summit, and freaking boom, won $100. Random. I'm lucky. I guess takeaway 4.5 is I'm lucky. But when luck lands in your lap, you got to embrace it, because I get on stage, get my $100. In not 30 seconds later, like I noticed it as soon as I sat down, I received two text messages from two great friends, one of which who's from my hometown in Rochester. I don't know how I didn't know he wasn't going, that he was going. He was with his wife. He saw me and took a picture and sent pictures of me. I'm like, oh my God, you're here? So boom, my luck got me connected to a new friend. Not a new friend, a current friend, but someone that I didn't know was there. And then I had a newish friend that I had met at a different event a year ago at the Growth Now Summit with Justin Shank. And I had not seen him in 12 months or so. And he sent me a text being like, yo, is that you? And boom, my luck got me connected to two friends that later on I could spend some incredible time with. And me wearing that shirt, I had a couple people who knew who Nick was come up to me. Nick San Anastasio was wearing, you know, his branded shirt. And by wearing that, people came up to me and was like, hey, what's up? Well, this, that started conversation. And then I guess I'm a total fanboy, but I had my Alex Hormozi he just dropped $100 million leads. You can tell I'm off script. $100 million leads. He just dropped a book, and for the first time ever, bought the book, got a hat, acquisition.com. If you don't know what acquisition.com is, that's a different story. But anyone who knows what it is came up to me, and I just met a ton of people just by the attire I was wearing and built really strong relationships as someone who had showed up alone and just happened to get lucky. And what's beautiful about one of the people that texted me when I was on stage, spur of the moment, is he was with a group of incredible people. And the short version is pretty much everyone had just met each other within 24 hours. Pretty much everyone there was alone. Everyone had came from different parts, Canada, different parts of the United States. And there was people from anywhere, literally like every continent imaginable. It was crazy how many different people traveled in for this summit. But since he sent me that text, we grabbed pizza and I met new friends that I'll stay in touch with forever. I mean, we danced the night away. Wyclef John of the freaking Fugees, he was the entertainment of the night, which is super badass. So we danced the night away with brand new friends. And, you know, over that pizza, really kind of got deep with people I had just met. And just to close it out, I mean, relationships are just key. Connecting with people are key. Sometimes you get lucky, you talk to someone in line and they become friends. Sometimes you get a text, you get pizza, you become best friends. But the biggest mistake you can make is not trying to connect, because you never know who you're going to meet and where it's going to go. And I have to mention, I'll do this brief, I'm not going to do it justice, but the last presentation of the summit was Lewis Howes and his girlfriend Marta Higareda. I probably butchered it, but Lewis and Marta discussing their relationship and prioritizing doing it right from the start, going to therapy together from day one. Yeah, therapy from day one, not to figure out what's wrong, but to proactively avoid issues, to open, you know, create an open line of communication and bond. And they had a fireside chat about their relationship and the struggles and co-aligning. And they didn't say this, but this is what I was thinking in my head. They're both tremendously successful. Lewis actually mentioned this at one point in the Q&A, like, he is successful with or without her. He is whole. And she is successful. He didn't mention this, but she is successful with or without him. She's whole without him. They don't need each other that way. They're two wholes. They're not other halves. They're not better halves. They're not other halves, or, you know, they are other wholes. And watching them talk just reminded me and showed me what it looks like when you're with your other whole. Not your better half, not your other half, your other whole. To the point where you're both overflowing and you have plenty to overflow into other people. And what was kick-ass, and some of you guys might already know this, I didn't see it coming, but at the very end of their discussion, Lewis got on his knees and proposed. Marta said yes, and smoke, music, screaming, It was really cool. We got to see the proposal right on stage at the end of the summit. It was a beautiful thing. And to give you an analogy, I mean, for me, relationships are like bridges. They connect us to new experiences, perspectives, and opportunities. Without them, we'd be isolated islands in a vast ocean. Now, you can have a beautiful island, but isn't it more powerful to share that beautiful island with other people? To allow people to visit in your heart and soul? Relationships are a bridge. You're a beautiful island, but you want other people to share it with, right? All right, I'm getting existential. Integration assignment. Reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while. It's really this simple. Whether it's an old friend, a distant relative, past coworker, reach out to someone you haven't spoken to for a while. I like to encourage people to do this daily. Do one time right now, but try to do this daily. I actually learned this from Jordan Harbinger. Pick up your phone. You go to your messages. You go to your text messages, your Instagram messages, Facebook messages. You just start scrolling. The farther you scroll, the better. And as you scroll low, you're going to see people. Oh, I haven't talked to them in a while. Oh, I'm doing this right now as I talk. And farther you go, the better. You find someone, you click. I'm on Facebook. I click. I take a look at his Facebook page. See what's new. And reach out. Even if there's nothing on the page. Even if it's a text message. Just, hey, I'm going to be honest. You know, I haven't been present with you. I know that Mark is probably 5 now, your baby boy. Can I come visit? Can we come play? Can we go to the park? Hey, I just heard you got engaged. I'm proud of you. I'm excited for you. Congratulations. Or let's say you're reaching out to a client or a prospect or someone that helps you in your business. Reaching out just to send them a meme. Send them a story. Send them an article. Send them a hello. Not a hey, just following up. Send them something of value. You do that one time a day during just 65 days a year. You could even skip the weekends, still do it, 260 times a year or whatever. Just imagine the fruitful life you'd live. But for now, let's just reach out to one person, someone you haven't spoken to in a while, whether it's an old friend, relative, past coworker, prospects. Reach out to one person today. It's that easy. Be a bridge. Build a relationship. Love it. All right, takeaway number 5 from the summit. Have fun. Goof off. Be weird. You know, towards the front of the summit to kind of get everybody loose and chatting and you know, talking with everybody, kind of get everybody moving, Lewis had us play rock, paper, scissors. And I kind of thought it was ridiculous. Still kind of think it's ridiculous, but it was a ton of fun at the same time. Have fun, goof off, be weird. There's like there's probably over 1,000 people in the room, but let's just use 1,000 as an example. So there's 1,000 people in the room. It was best out of 3. You play rock, paper, scissors with the person beside you. And then you keep finding someone who just won until there's 2 people. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to take like 5 hours. That's like 1,000 games. It's crazy. And then I thought about it. Okay, so 1,000 people, rock, paper, scissors. You guys can see where my brain goes just by this example. So 1,000 people, 2 people, 1 person wins, their game's a 2. So you got 500 after the first round, then 250, then you got 125, then you got 62, then you got 31. Then you got 16, then you got 8, then you got 4, 2, 1. I know that math wasn't perfect, but that's an example. Did the math, that's 10 times. Then when I thought about it, I'm like, I could do this. I could win 10 in a row. No, I didn't. I only won 1 in a row. But the person who won at the end, I want to tell you, I want to go gambling with him. That's brilliant. But we played rock, paper, scissors. What's the point? I don't know. It was just to chat, get us moving, get us active. And it was kind of badass. It was fun. Anyone who was at the summit was like, oh my God, this was a moment. You know, just to shorten it, 2 people, the 2 luckiest people on earth, that or they know how to like read hands and they know what's happening, rock, paper, scissors experts. The lady goes up. We did best out of 5 for the finals. Lady goes up 2-0. They're like drawing all the time, like it's like they're tying more than anybody's winning, but she goes up 2-0. He wins 3 times in a row. We're talking the 2 best rock, paper, scissor champions out of 1,000-plus people. He wins 3 times in a row to take it. Best out of 5. The rock, paper, scissors champion only won $100. I won $100 doing nothing, so I don't know why they didn't pay him more. But why am I going so deep into this rock, paper, scissors thing? Because it's important to have fun. Goof off. Be weird. I like numbers. I'm a goofball. I see this rock, paper, scissors, and I like to microanalyze it and goof off because, you know, we only live one life. Let's enjoy the heck out of it. And my God, was the energy high when they were up there playing rock, paper, scissors. Competition's my favorite, so it was a ton of fun. And, you know, just a real quick thought that came to mind, there's a mentalist, Mac Major, I think it is. Major, I don't know, it's Maher, Max Major. He was a mentalist that came in and just literally blew everybody's minds with his intuition, his hypnotism, ability to predict and guess things. I don't know what he was doing, tricks I can't even explain. And it was just there to have fun. So where in life are you like not having that much fun? Or let's keep it even simple. Let's do this as an integration assignment. What do you love doing that you haven't done in a while? It could be something simple. It could be something silly like rock, paper, scissors. What's something that you love doing that you haven't done in a while? Go do it today. Or put it on the calendar. At the very least, schedule it in for this week. What is something that you love to do? Have fun. Goof off. Be weird. Put it on the calendar and get it done. And have fun with it, guys. This is not meant to be homework. It's meant to be freaking enjoyable. All right, takeaway number 6, final takeaway from the summit. This is going way longer than I expected it to, so I love and appreciate you for listening with me. I hope this is valuable as you kind of see my train of thought wisdom coming in from this event. Takeaway number 6, let's get to it though, guys. Be yourself. And really, when I say be yourself, do what's in alignment with who you are. So Thursday, I told you guys earlier I would touch on this. Thursday, I was nervous. They had workshops all day. I did not attend the workshops. That's my fault. And then they had a kind of like a intro welcoming party outside. And I'll be honest with you, wasn't my vibe. You know, I wasn't hungry and there was food trucks, but I wasn't hungry. There's hula hoop. I don't know how much I'm going to hula hoop. There's a DJ, but not that many people dancing. Now, I got there a little bit early, so maybe I was a little bit early and it wasn't as busy. And I'm probably pissing people off because people had an incredible time and it was amazing. The issue was me. It wasn't my vibe and I was nervous and I didn't know anybody and I was walking in and I was like, I wasn't feeling it. And a lot of people would say, you know, do what's uncomfortable. But I know myself and I know who I am and I know what I love. And I know one of the things I really enjoy doing is seeing a city, walking around, hearing the music. I'm a huge music advocate. And I knew from doing a little bit of research before I had came that there was like a jazz fusion, hip hop, cool ass band playing a CD release party. And I looked it up on the maps because I was kind of nervous and bored. And I don't mean to offend anybody. I just wasn't enjoying it that much. And looked up on map and I saw it was like 10 minutes down the road. So I left this place, the welcome party that I paid to go to this summit. And I probably should have been talking to people, but I left it because I felt inside that I wanted to go to this show. It was this band I had never heard of called Mr. Anderson. They're playing at Landcraft Brewing Company. And I come in to see the show. I sit down. I got a really good seat on a bench up pretty close. And not like 2 minutes later, a guy and a girl come up and says, "Hey, is anybody else sitting here?" I'm like, "Nah, sit down, you know, enjoy it." And we get to talking. He asks where I'm from. I tell him where I'm from. And he was actually, this is the short version, he plays in a band that I've seen a few times. Didn't realize, like, never, like, listened to them a ton, but they've played at a music festival I've went to. And so I knew, like, a bunch of stuff about them just by chance. And we got talking, we got vibing, we started discussing. He was local. He told me a little bit about the city. He told me a little about his history, the band we are going to see. And what one thing that I really think is important is something that's really aligned with who I am is I love music, I love seeing the city, and I love doing what the locals do. So Thursday night, where I didn't feel like it just wasn't, I wasn't enjoying it. I, on a whim, went off and did what a local would do, met a local who was in complete alignment with something I'm super passionate about. And I ended up spending all of Thursday night with locals that weren't there for the summit. And I think that's quite all right, because I was a tourist meeting people, and it got me in a good energy, in a more welcoming space, in a more chatting space. So when on Friday, I was more social. So that's just a really interesting personal experience, from what I got out of stepping away from, you know, what someone told me that I probably should be at. Like, I kind of did what I felt would be best. I think it was really, again, I'm open to feedback. I could have been more social, but I did something that I freaking love and ended up kicking ass for me. So I think I just hit a home run all weekend. I'm a lucky guy. So to integrate all this stuff, the be yourself, do what's alignment with who you are. It's not about me or my example. But next time you're at a new event, conference, city, environment, ignore the schedule for a second. What would you personally, like to do in this new space? Forget what Yelp says. Forget what the schedule says. What lights you up? Is it music? Is it nature? Is it the bar, breweries, wineries? Add that to itinerary as well. Don't throw out the itinerary, but add that to the itinerary. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that word right, but even if it's leaving the event or the plan for a walk, or adding a day to your trip to do something unique to yourself, be you, do you, do what lights you up. So your integration assignment is to take the next big event, anytime, conference, environment, and next time you're doing something that's out of your typical day, and just ask yourself, what do I like to do, and how can I utilize this moment to maybe do it slightly differently than planned, and do something that I love? Again, I mentioned it, breweries, wineries. I'm currently not drinking. You know, Jasper talked about health. I'm not drinking at this time, but I freaking love beer. So if I'm in a new city, I'm going to have some craft beers. I'm going to see some music. What is that for you? And next time you're doing something new, step outside the box a little bit. Do something different. I want to push you in that direction. So those are my six major takeaways from the summit. I did my best to take the takeaway, but really integrate my own experience and perception and what I've learned from it. I want to hear from you as well. There is a bunch of links in the show notes where you can reach out to me, but you can reach out to me at ben@balbert or balbertmarketing.com. You can send me a DM on any of the social platforms. You can leave me a review. You can do any of this stuff, but reach out and let me know what you think. I want to hear your takeaways. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear your opinions on different topics or questions you might have for Ben's Bites. But to end on a high point, let us summarize the top six takeaways from today. Close this baby out. Number one, we can't always control the external, but we can control our reaction to it. Number two, embrace your gifts. Number three, prioritize your health above all else. Number four, relationships are so darn essential. Number five, have fun, goof off, be weird. Number six, be yourself. Do what's in alignment with who you are. Be great, y'all. Hope you integrate some of the things you learned today. Let me know if you want a peer, a friend, a mentor, someone to hold you accountable, someone to shoot the breeze with. Hit me up. I'm here for you. I appreciate you. Keep being great.
Thanks for listening to Ben's Bites. If you enjoyed today's bite, be sure to share it with a good friend. Do you have a suggested topic? Reach Ben at ben@valbertmarketing.com. We'll talk to you soon.